欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike 杨林，更快来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要聊聊继续深造需要考虑些什么。
Well, getting a doctorate degree would mean close to a decade of school. Can you afford that?
看看怎么表达如法炮制。
She beats me at my own game all the time.
还要告诉你现在最潮的个人设计师要怎么说。
Having a personal stylist used to be limited to celebrities, but now, a lot of ordinary women are hiring their own personal stylists to look their best.
Yep, I've always been interested in the fashion industry. Being a personal stylist sounds like a fun job to me. You can appreciate all the new fashions without spending a dime. 哎呀，这才是我应该进入的行业呀。
Yeah, we'll discuss that later.Now, let's go ahead with our first segment. Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
high tech. High tech is spelled H-I-H-T-E-C-H, tech. High tech.
High tech, 高科技的。High tech companies, 高科技公司。
High tech gadgets are surefire gifts for the holidays.
过节送高科技产品的礼物一定不会错。上个星期
The House of Representatives voted to make green cards accessible for foreign students graduating with advanced science and math degrees from U.S. universities, a step strongly backed by the high-tech industry.
美国国会众议院投票决定允许从美国大学毕业获取理工科高学位的外籍学生申请绿卡。这一做法得到了高科技工业的强烈支持。好的。今天我们学习的词是
high tech, high tech, high tech.
说起高科技，我最近刚换了新的智能手机，觉得生活都变了哎。GPS, 照相机、上网、发微博，什么都能用手机，太方便了。
Yeah, the smartphone is a wonderful invention. And with everyone having a smartphone right now, related industries are booming.I have a friend who is a smartphone app developer. After working at Google for 2 years, he now has his own firm that is in full swing.
可不是吗？现在 IT 人才真吃香。我再次感叹自己入错了行呀。
The important thing is you have to be doing what you love. My friend loves high-tech stuff. So for him...Going to work is like having fun.
对对对，找一份自己喜欢的工作，每天都高高兴兴的才是人生真谛。好啦，你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 ,in full swing。咱们来听听今天的美国习惯用语，学学这个短语的意思吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms。
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第806讲，我是杨晨。
Well, sure, Doug Johnson.
我的一个朋友正在参加社区代表的选举。过去几个月来，为了帮他拉选票，我贡献了不少自己的时间，给选民打电话，还要登门拜访，分发资料。离投票的日子越近，我就越忙。形容目前的选举阶段在英语里叫
In full swing. Full is spelled F-U-L-L and swing S-W-I-N-G. In full swing.
Full 是全部的、彻底的意思。Swing 是摇摆。In full swing 连在一起就是进入高潮阶段，正在全力进行当中的意思。说到我朋友参加的选举，这个习惯用语恰如其分。
The campaign is in full swing.
下面这位新郎的弟弟讲述了婚礼招待会的场面，让我们听一听。
When the wedding reception began, it wasn't very lively, but it really picked up once the band started playing some popular favorites. Now everyone's out on the dance floor having a great time. The party is in full swing.
婚礼招待会刚开始的时候并不是很活跃，后来乐队开始演奏一些特别受欢迎的曲子，场面才开始热烈起来，大家都跑到舞池里面翩翩起舞，尽情享受，使聚会进入了高潮。
这就让我想起了参加1999年迈进2000年的跨世纪新年晚会的情景。晚会刚开始的时候大家都很拘谨， 但是随着午夜的临近，晚会的气氛越来越热闹，直到午夜钟声响起。
The celebration was in full swing.
好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
When the wedding reception began, it wasn't very lively, but it really picked up once the band started playing some popular favorites. Now, everyone's out on the dance floor having a great time. The party is in full swing.
据语言学家考察， in full swing 这个习惯用语大约是在19世纪中期出现的。In full swing 是指身体的剧烈摇摆。刚才我们提到了新年元旦晚会，除了新年以外，美国还有很多人尽皆知的日子。大家肯定知道十一月份最后一个星期四的感恩节，也就是火鸡大餐的日子，十二月二十五号的圣诞节，七月四号以烟火表演著称的独立节，还有十月三十一号大鬼小鬼粉墨登场的万圣节。可是你知道四月十五号是什么日子吗？如果你猜不到的话，让我们一起来听听。
As a tax accountant, my busiest time of year is between February and April. That's because working Americans must file their tax documents with the federal government by April 15th of every year. So when my office is in full swing, I'm expected to stay late and come in on weekends.
做税务会计的一年里最忙的就是二月份到四月份这段时间，因为美国工薪阶层每年四月十五号以前要向联邦政府报税。在这段时间里，我们公司要全力以赴，晚上和周末都要加班。
美国著名的政治家和发明家富兰克林曾经说过一句很经典的话，叫
The only things certain in life are death and taxes.
意思是说，生命中只有死亡和税务是确定无疑的。让我们再听一下上面的例句。
As a tax accountant, my busiest time of year is between February and April. That's because working Americans must file their tax documents with the federal government by April 15th of every year. So when my office is in full swing...I'm expected to stay late and come in on weekends.
今天我们学到，在说起政治选举、社交聚会和工作进入高潮的时候，都可以用到 in full swing 这个习惯用语。如果您是我们节目的忠实听众的话
，I bet your learning of new idioms is in full swing.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
我也来造个句。With the presidential inauguration coming next Monday, the news agency are all in full swing.
Exactly. Everyone in the building is busy preparing for the swearing-in ceremony.Luckily, with all the high-tech cameras and phones out there, we can just ask the audience to send in clips of the event.
没错 we need to make full use of our high-tech devices. I don't know if I want to go to the event myself, though. It's going to be freezing standing outside in 0 degrees Celsius temperatures.
Of course you want to go. This only happens every 4 years, and you can't guarantee you're going to be in D.C. next time. Come on.
也是。而且我也想看看 Michelle Obama 穿什么衣服，每次她出席这些场合的时候都好优雅，不知道这次她的造型师是谁耶。
Exactly? Whatever the reason, you have to go.
好吧好吧，我刚才说到了造型师，咱们就来听听这个词儿要怎么说。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Stylist.Stylist is spelled S-T-Y-L-I-S-T, stylist.
Stylist, 设计师、造型师。
Monica is studying to become a hairstylist.
Monica 正在学习，想当一名发型设计师。
Twilight actress Kristen Stewart's stylist says that Kristen has always been a tomboy at heart.
暮光之城女主角克里斯汀·斯图尔特的造型师说，她本质上一直是个假小子。
Many ordinary women are hiring their own personal stylist to look their best.
很多普通女性也开始雇佣自己的个人造型师，让自己以最好的形象示人。好的，今天我们学习的词是
stylist, stylist, stylist.
Maybe I should consider becoming a stylist.I love fashion, and I've always been interested in, studying it.
Well, from what I have seen, you are really just interested in shopping. Other than that, I don't see enough talent here.
What?
Okay, kidding, kidding. Actually, you should consider doing it as a side job. You have a good sense of fashion. Why not use that to make others feel better?
What? You're never this nice to me. I think I'm about to tear up.
This only happens once in a blue moon, so don't get used to it. Now, let's go ahead with our show, Another Words and Idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms.
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第807讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
如今互联网这么发达，什么东西只要一放到网上就会一发不可收拾。如果你突然发现朋友没有经过允许就把你的一张很丑陋的照片放到了网上，你会怎么做？我的朋友 Jennifer 就是被同事捉弄过一回，她也不示弱，立刻找出一张同事更丢人的旧照片发给了很多人。这种做法在英语里叫
Beat someone at their own game. Beat is spelled B-E-A-T and game G-A-M-E. Beat someone at their own game.
Beat 在中文里是打击的意思，Game 是比赛游戏， Beat someone at their own game 就是以其人之道还治其人之身的意思。我的朋友 Jennifer 如法炮制，把同事一些见不得人的照片放到网上让更多的人看到，就可以说是
She beat them at their own game。
如果说这是一场搞笑的恶作剧的话，那么在下面这个例子里，两家餐馆之间的血拼大降价就没那么好笑了。让我们听听看。
The restaurant across the street from ours was running a special. Guests who ordered a dinner entree could receive another at half price. So we introduced an even better deal. Buy one entree, get the other free. Now our place is packed. We're beating the competition at their own game.
街对面的餐馆推出特价活动，点一道主菜第二道菜半价，我们以其人之道还治其人之身，决定买一送一。结果现在我们的餐馆里的生意特别红火，我们在这次较量中战胜了对手。
如果是我，我也会光顾这家餐馆。经济不好的时候，商家就更要想方设法地吸引顾客。商业竞争真是英语里常说的
dog eat dog，
形容这种商业竞争真是恰如其分。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
The restaurant across the street from ours was running a special. Guests who ordered a dinner entree could receive another at half price. So we introduced an even better deal. Buy one entree, get the other free. Now our place is packed. We're beating the competition at their own game.
刚才我们谈到了商业竞争的残酷无情，不过有的时候 beat someone at their own game 也会给生活增添不少乐趣。让我们听听下面这对夫妻之间的小故事。
I thought taking my wife sailing was a pretty cool birthday surprise. But for my big day, she took me skydiving in Mexico. Every year is the same. No matter what gift ideas I come up withHers are better. She beats me at my own game all the time.
本来我以为带妻子去航海是一个绝妙的生日礼物，但是我过生日的时候，她却计划好了一起到墨西哥去跳伞。 每年都是这样，他总能想出更棒的生日礼物来，让我自愧不如。
去年冬天，我和丈夫学下国际象棋，怎么也赢不了他。结果我正好有机会采访了一位象棋高手，跟他学了几招，回家就把他打败了。 I finally beat him at his own game. 让我们再听听上面的例句。
I thought taking my wife sailing was a pretty cool birthday surprise. But for my big day, she took me skydiving in Mexico. Every year is the same.No matter what gift ideas I come up with, hers are better. She beats me at my own game all the time.
从上面的例子，大家肯定已经看出 ，to beat someone at their own game， 这个习惯用语里的 game 可以用来指任何努力和工作。这个习惯用语可以追溯到13世纪中叶，真可以说是历史悠久了。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson，
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time，
我们下次节目再见。
So our previous host Kat is super creative. Whatever ideas I had, she would come up with a better one. She always beats me at my own game.
You're sure that's because Kat's creative? Or is it because you are a little bit slow in some aspects?
Yeah.
Oops.
Actually, we were just chatting yesterday. She's thinking about going back to college for graduate school and wanted my advice. I don't know. Just the idea of going back to school gives me a headache. It's such a huge commitment of time and money, and you don't want to choose the wrong major.
True.In today's business etiquette, Lisa is asking Shirley for advice about going back to graduate school. Let's check it out.
礼节美语
Lisa 请 Shirley 吃饭，有事要征求 Shirley 的意见。
Hey Shirley, want to join me for lunch? My treat.
Wow, sure.
I must confess, I have an ulterior motive for asking you to lunch.
Oh, that's okay, as long as you're buying.
I really want to pick your brain about something I've been thinking a lot about.
I'd love to help if I can.
请别人吃饭可以说
My treat.
也可以说
It's on me.
原来 Lisa 请 Shirley 吃饭别有用心
She has an ulterior motive. Motive.
是动机
Ulterior is spelled U-L-T-E-R-I-O-R. Ulterior.
意思是暗藏的，别有用心的。Lisa 告诉 Shirley 说
，I really want to pick your brain about something. To pick someone's brain.
意思是跟某人交谈，取得信息，征求意见。
Well, as you know, I have a bachelor's degree in English literature, and that's served me well so far. But I've always wanted to do some postgraduate work, maybe even get a doctorate.
Wow, just the idea of going back to school fills my head with pain.
But you have a master's degree. Hasn't that helped your career?
Yeah, I'd have to say it has, but I'm still paying for it, you know.
I know. Education is expensive, but it's always been my lifelong dream. Call me crazy, but I've always wanted to have that PhD at the end of my name.
原来 Lisa 是考虑要回去上学。她已经有了一个
bachelor's degree,
学士学位，想再回去拿一个
master's degree,
硕士学位，甚至是
a doctorate.
博士学位，因为这是他的
lifetime dream，
这辈子梦寐以求的。Shirley 承认，硕士学位确实对自己的事业有帮助，但是在美国接受高等教育很贵。
I'm still paying for it。
我上学的钱到现在还没有还清。Shirley 还说
，Well, getting a doctorate degree would mean close to a decade of school. Can you afford that? Can you survive that?
I certainly can't afford it, but I'm sure I could find some good student loans.
I think you need to separate the dream of having a PhD from the reality of years of more schooling. It's not as romantic as you might think.
Yeah, I keep thinking about what I'll do with a master's or doctorate. I love language, but I don't think there are a lot of well-paying jobs out there for experts on Shakespeare.
Aha, that's for sure.You might find that your only career choice is teaching other graduate students.
Shirley 劝 Lisa 不要把回去读书想得太好，要看自己经济上能否承担得起。
Can you afford that?
还要看自己能不能坚持得下来。
Can you survive that?
Lisa 会不顾一切去追求梦想吗？我们下次继续听。Lisa 请 Shirley 吃饭，想要 pick her brain， 征求她的意见。Shirley 觉得虽然继续深造是有帮助的，可是呢，还是要想清楚自己经济能否负担。Shirley is still paying for her master's degree. Shirley 还在为自己的硕士学位买单。
Exactly. Higher education in the U.S. is really expensive. I know a lot of people who are still paying for it 7 or 8 years after they graduated.
You also want to be really careful when choosing your major. 你可能特别喜欢历史，可是市场上不需要那么多历史学家。
Let's see if Shirley can offer Lisa some good advice.
礼节美语。
Lisa 请 Shirley 吃饭，说自己想回学校去读个硕士或是博士学位，征求 Shirley 的意见。Shirley 说
：“I got my master's in business management. It's helped my career, but it took several years of hard studying. If I didn't have a supportive family and a husband with a good job, I don't think I could have done it.
So you're counseling me against this idea?”
Not necessarily, but I do recommend taking a slow approach. Can you take some night classes or find some way to keep working while you go back to school?
Might be difficult.
Shirley 念的是商业管理硕士学位。她觉得自己之所以能读得下来，靠的是家人的支持和老公的高收入。Lisa 问 Shirley 是不是劝她放弃这种想法。
So you're counseling me against it? To counsel someone against something.
意思是劝说某人不要去做某事。Shirley 说
Not necessarily.
那倒也不一定。他建议 Lisa 慢慢来。
Take a slow approach.
看能不能边工作边选课。Lisa 觉得好像不太实际。
Maybe you could get an MBA or something more marketable.
That's worth considering.
I got my BA from Brown University. My major was environmental studies, but that hasn't been as useful as the business courses I took.
Or maybe I should just take some courses that I'm interested in, but skip the master's.
That's another idea, but if you really have a dream, don't let anything stop you from going for it. Going back to school is hard, but it's not impossible.
Shirley 劝 Lisa 考虑其他更容易找高薪工作的专业。不过他同时也鼓励 Lisa 说
If you really have a dream, don't let anything stop you from going for it.
如果这真是你的梦想的话，那就不要让任何事情阻挡你。
You're right. I need to decide if this is truly what I want.
And take your time. You're still young. Maybe there's even a correspondence course you can take during your free time.
Yeah, then I could slowly build up credits and maybe later transfer into a university program.
There you go. That's some clear thinking.
I guess I just love learning. I remember the day my SAT scores came back. I was so excited.
I don't remember loving school quite so much. Most of the time, I was either bored or totally stressed out. But like I said earlier, if you have a dream, don't let anything hold you back.
Shirley 说 ，Lisa 甚至可以抽空先选几门课
，correspondence course，
函授课程，这样可以慢慢积攒一些学分 credits， 以后真想读学位也可以用得上。他再次强调说
，If you have a dream, don't let anything hold you back。
意思是，真有梦想的话，就不要让任何事情拉你的后腿。
Don't let anything hold you back。
不顾一切去追求梦想。
What exactly is your dream?Buying more clothes?
当然是吃遍全世界啦。
Actually, I second that.
Why am I not surprised?
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目恋爱单元的初级课程。
Kevin and Emily are friends. They have come home from college for the holiday and are talking about the relationships at school.
两个好朋友放假时聚在一起，那当然得聊聊各自的感情生活了。快来听听吧。
Hi, Kevin. How was your year at college?
It was great. How was your year?
It was good. Do you have a girlfriend at school?
Yes, I'm dating someone. Her name is Amanda.
怪不得 Kevin 在大学里过得这么高兴，原来是交了女朋友啦。
That's right, Winnie. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you can say that you're dating someone.
哦、oh, ，如果我有男朋友，就可以说 I have a boyfriend， 或者说 I'm dating someone。那我现在没有男朋友，该怎么说呢
？Then you can say that I'm single.
哦、oh, ，I'm single 就是说我没恋爱，还是只身一个人。
That's right, Winnie. Now, let's hear how Kevin met his girlfriend.
How did you meet your girlfriend?
I met Amanda through a friend.
That's great. Did you start dating right after you met, or did you become friends first?
We started dating right away.
Winnie, did you hear where Kevin met his girlfriend?
他们是通过朋友介绍认识的，而且立刻开始约会呢。不知道他们交往多久了。
Well, let's listen and find out.
When did you and Amanda meet each other?
I met her about 1 year ago.
So you met her right after you got to school?
That's right. And we've been dating since last September.
他们两人从去年九月开始约会。这么说，他们在一起一年了耶。看起来他们对这份感情还挺认真的。
That's right, Winnie. They sound like a serious couple.
像 Kevin 这样专一的男生现在可不多了。不知道怎样才能找到这么好的男生哦。
So, you said you and Amanda met through a mutual friend. How did it happen?
Well, my roommate was friends with Amanda, so he introduced us.
Did he tell you what she was like first?
Yes, he described her to me, and she sounded like my type.
Professor Bowman, Kevin 说 Amanda 听起来是他的 type. 这是什么意思啊？
Your type is the kind of person that you like to date.
原来 your type 就是你喜欢的那种人。Kevin 的室友一跟 Kevin 描述 Amanda，Kevin 就觉得这个女孩正是他心目中的理想女友。
So, Kevin, what is your type?
I like girls who like to have fun and aren't too serious.
I agree. I like guys that can make me laugh.
That's true. Having a very serious boyfriend or girlfriend can be boring.
其实 Kevin 和 Emily 听上去倒是挺般配的。
Yes, they both like people who like to have fun and make them laugh.
Kevin 和 Amanda 交往那么久，两人啊一定很合得来，就是不知道是不是一见钟情哦。
Let's listen and find out.
How did you first meet?
My roommate invited both of us to dinner.
Was it love at first sight? Did you fall in love with her the first time you met her?
Yes.The first time I saw her, I knew we would fall in love.
Wow!
果然是一见钟情哎，好浪漫哦！哎，不过还多亏了 Kevin 室友这个月下老来帮忙呢。
That's true, Winnie. Match people are important. Do you know computers now can work as matchmakers?
哦、oh, ，您说的是专门替人找对象的网站吧？的确，很多人现在用这种 online dating 来寻找伴侣。只要在电脑上输入 your type， 电脑就会帮你找到你的另一半。不过啊，真交往起来并不一定合适。
That's true, Winnie. We've heard a lot about Kevin's relationship. Now let's find out about Emily.
What about you, Emily? Have you dated anyone recently?
I started to date someone recently, but it didn't work out.
That's too bad. What happened?
Well, that's a long story.
唉，可怜的 Emily， 最近交了个男朋友，可后来却分手了，怎么会这样呢
？Let's listen next time and find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 GoEnglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。